A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Mary set out, proceeding in haste, into the hill country to a town of Judah, where she entered Zechariah's house and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the baby stirred in her womb. Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit and cried out in a loud voice, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. But who am I that the mother of my Lord should come to me? The moment your greetings sounded in my ears, the baby stirred in my womb for joy. Blessed is she who trusted that the Lord's words to her would be fulfilled." Then Mary said, "My being proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit finds joy in God my Savior, for he has looked upon his servant in her lowliness. All ages to come shall call me blessed. God who is mighty has done great things for me. Holy is his name. His mercy is from age to age on those who fear him. He has shown might with his arm. He has confused the proud in their innermost thoughts. He has deposed the mighty from their thrones and raised the lowly to high places. The hungry he has given every good thing, while the rich he has sent away empty. He has upheld Israel his servant, ever mindful of his mercy, even as he promised our fathers, promised Abraham and his descendants forever." Mary remained with Elizabeth about 3 months and then returned home. The Gospel of the Lord. I recently fell in love with an animated movie titled How to Train Your Dragon. The hero of the story is a not-so-average Viking boy named Hiccup. I love the story because it is about compassion, forgiveness, being yourself, but most of all, about one person finding the truth and changing others to a more compassionate way of life. As usual, I was formulating my preaching while carrying out my family duties, taking my daughter and her friend to see the movie. And as I watched, I noticed similarities in Hiccup's story and the one of our Blessed Virgin Mary's visitation. Of course, the outcome of her choices were enormously more far-reaching than the animated movie, but I was struck by the image of the power of one person making a choice that impacted so many. In the movie, the boy Hiccup wants to be like his Viking father and kill dragons, but when he actually captures one, he cannot go through with it and ends up setting it free. What follows is a beautiful story of developing friendship between two sworn enemies and the discovery that they have never really understood each other before now. But what is so powerful to me is that because of his love for the dragon and his knowledge of the truth about dragons, Hiccup stands up not only to his father but his whole community and succeeds in opening everyone's eyes to the truth. One child changes everyone around him and makes existence better for everyone. Sound familiar? Our Blessed Virgin Mary was no more than a child herself, a very young girl faced with an overwhelming choice, to bear or not to bear the Son of God. When faced with the truth that she could be the vessel for bringing God even closer to his people, to make it possible for him to walk among us, she chose yes. It was not an easy choice. She had to stand up to her family, her community, her fiancé, but she did it. And because of her, because of one person's individual choice, salvation was won for many. We make choices every day. We cannot not always know the impact of our choices. Sometimes we might smile at a stranger who hasn't had a single good thing happen to him all day. We may hand a homeless person a dollar that will pay for their meal for that day. We may teach a child compassion by forgiving them for a mistake they made, letting them know it's going to be all right. Our choices might seem trivial or small, but we never know how they might ripple and affect others. In the movie, when asked why he didn't kill the dragon, Hiccup said, "Because I looked into his eyes and saw that he was as frightened as me." Do we have the courage to look into the eyes of those we encounter daily? Do we have the courage to face how much alike we are? Mary looked into the angel's eyes and saw that our Lord was willing to become like us, and she had the courage to say yes. Elizabeth looked into Mary's eyes and saw the courage of the choice she had made. Her heart was filled with joy at what she saw. Elizabeth made a hard choice also. An older woman bearing a child was especially dangerous in those days. No modern-day medicine to watch over the many health risks that she would encounter or that could occur. But as Mary looked into Elizabeth's eyes, Mary, too, saw the joy that was there. Individual choices take courage. If we can find that courage in ourselves, we could make choices that change the hearts of many. Maybe we can start by looking into each other's eyes and finding the things that draw us together rather than those which separate us. So don't be afraid. Go out there and train your dragon.